The Holy Gospel from Luke, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told of them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which they had were just as they had been told. This is the gospel of Christ. Praise Christ.
Thank you. Awesome. Right. Well, kia ora, everybody. How you doing? Happy Christmas. Thank you. I'm Mark. That's Steve. I'm the vicar here. And just want to ask, there's kind of two types of people in the room, all right? There's people who are planners, people who like to plan everything out. And there's people who like to leave things to the last minute, you know, and just kind of go with the flow, be easy, flexible, that sort of thing. Are you a planner? Stick your hand up if you're a planner. Come on, planners. Stick your hand up if you're, like, quite flexible, last minute, you know, like to kind of be spontaneous. Yeah, bit of spontaneity. All right, which category am I in, family? I'm last minute. Which is just as well, because this morning, one of the people that was going to lead worship is not well, and so I've had to step in at the last minute to do that. And then Steve has very kindly stepped in to do what I would normally be doing, except for the sermon. And that's because he lives next door, poor old Steve. But he's done very well. Thanks, Steve. It was a last-minute thing for Mary and Joseph, too. See what I did there? Little segue. But it was. It was a last-minute thing for them. There was no room in the inn, you know, the classic thing. And they had to go in, give birth, and then, you know, put the baby in a manger, in a feeding trough for animals. And there's all sorts of, you know, what do animals produce? You know, there's a lot of crap around. And it's just kind of a strange situation for God to step into his own world, to step into the universe. In that kind of mucky last minute, you know, there were thousands of years of preparation, and then everything was also last minute. So there's a bit of both there. There's a bit of last minute, and there's a bit of preparation. You know, but when he does that, when God steps in as a baby into the universe that he made, what struck me, like Steve's saying, you know, something new strikes you every time. What struck me especially this year is that He was vulnerable. Jesus, that little baby. We've had a few babies born this year, and I'm thinking of Quinn and a couple of other babies that have been born this year. But when you see them, they are so little, aren't they? They're so tiny and so vulnerable. And the fact that God would make himself vulnerable, I'm not very good at being vulnerable. Anyone good at being vulnerable here? I like to think that I'm good at being vulnerable. And then the other day I just realized, you know, I think of myself as, oh yeah, you know, I can be vulnerable. I can like say about, you know, this thing that, this weakness or that weakness. I realized actually I always talk about things that I've sorted out. You know, oh yeah, you know, and I had this thing, whatever it was. I can't think of an example because I'm not being very vulnerable right now. But you know, I think it is hard to do that. It's hard to be vulnerable. And the other word is defenseless. A baby's defenseless, right? And a baby's relying on others. It's not something that we like to do necessarily, is it? We like to be kind of self-contained, self-made, and look after ourselves and look after the people we love. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to look after yourself and look after the people you love. But Jesus, when he steps into the world, he certainly ends up looking after the people he loves. But he starts off vulnerable and defenseless. And I just thinking about, these are crazy times that we live in, right? This whole COVID thing, you know, and all the uncertainty that goes with it. It leaves us feeling a little bit defenseless, doesn't it? You don't know how to defend yourself against this thing. And Omicron coming in and all that kind of thing. And is it going to flood through or are we going to be able to hold it at bay? All that kind of stuff. And vulnerable. I reckon the whole world is feeling a wee bit vulnerable at the moment. It's great that we've got people down from Auckland. It is actually fantastic. I want to say welcome. You know? Because it's you guys have just been locked down. Who was it from Auckland? No one from Auckland. But somebody, imagine that there was someone here from Auckland. there are people from Auckland. But anyway, you guys have been locked down for like, what is it, 4 months or something, and doing that really to defend the rest of the country from just being overwhelmed. And it's been hard. And we've got mates in Auckland. We used to live in Auckland. And, you know, it's been hard for them. And they've shared what it's like. So thank you to all Aucklanders for doing that. But it's a vulnerable time. We feel defenseless a bit. We feel a bit vulnerable. We feel really uncertain. And that's the kind of situation that God stepped into. God knows from the inside out what it's like to feel vulnerable, to feel defenseless, to be at the mercy of what's going on in the world and not to be able to control it. You know, in that kind of controlly way, in that planned way, and to just be at the last minute, stuck into a manger. So I hope that's a comforting thought for us, because this God that we worship, the God who made the universe, is also the God who's prepared to become vulnerable and defenseless for you and me, and who knows what that feels like. Doesn't just imagine what it feels like, you know, God on high thinking, oh, what's it like to be a human being? I can imagine that. But actually has become a human being and feels it from the inside out and knows what it feels like to be defenseless, to be vulnerable, and to do that for us, for you and me. And ultimately, to grow up, to love and bless people, to defend people, and to die for them, and to rise again and beat the power of death. And he's alive forevermore. So let's just, as we come to Christmas and as we come to celebrate with families and friends and as we come to eat food and open presents and all that sort of thing, let's just remember these things. And we'll take a moment in prayer now as we do that. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the God who understands what it feels like to be uncertain, to be vulnerable, to be at the mercy of stuff in the world. And as we face this weird time in the world, we pray that you and your grace would be with us. We thank you that you grew up, Lord Jesus, that you lived a life of love, of sacrifice, of giving, of blessing, that you were strong and vulnerable for us. And we thank you, Jesus, that you died and that you rose again and that you beat the power of death. And we pray that we'd know that hope in our hearts this Christmas that comes from you, a God who knows what it's like, who put yourself in our shoes, who knows what it's like to be us, and who loves us, and who won the victory for us. In your name we ask, Jesus. Amen. Amen.